And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 12th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of Bridget Brophy, born London, 1929, wrote a book when she was just 24 called Hackenfeller's Ape, about a zoologist who becomes attached to the apes he's supposed to observe objectively. She wrote many more novels, The King of a Rainy Country, Palace Without Chairs, and then, even though sick in bed with MS, campaigned for the rights of women and animals and prisoners. Bridget Brophy, who said, "Whenever people say we mustn't be sentimental, you can take it they're about to do something cruel. And if they add we must be realistic, they mean they're going to make money out of it." It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Heidi. Johanna Spyri, born in Herzl, Switzerland in 1827, wrote many stories and novels for children, but best known for Heidi. Heidi, a plucky young orphan who goes to live with her stern grandfather in the Alps, where she drinks goat milk and sleeps in a hayloft and becomes friends with the goat herd, Peter. It's the birthday of Anne Frank, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1929. It was on this day in 1942, on her 13th birthday, she received a red and white plaid journal from her father, and she began keeping her diary. Here's a poem for today by Kristen Lindquist, "How Baseball Saved My Marriage." "One happy hour drink in Orono, and now I'm driving up the Penobscot just for kicks, past the bridge to Indian Island, past the just-closed Georgia Pacific plant, tidy yards of Milford, place of a million parts, junkyard, the drink still warm in my belly, the strong, true edge of things glowing with rich clarity in the late summer, late afternoon light. Dylan's tangled up in blue on the radio. Dozens of migrating nighthawks flit over fields along the river. Crickets shrill in tall grass. Window draft tickles my tan shoulders. Later tonight, the Red Sox will win with another big poppy walk-off homer that'll make me whoop to myself in the car. But for now, I'm moving through Olamon, Passadumkeg, away from the river, into the woods. It's the end of a long day, but there still seems to be plenty of time and road ahead. Something about the light, the beauty of the sky, makes me think I should keep going right on to northern Maine all the way to Canada. I could just keep driving all night, potato fields north of Holton, balancing the dark outside my car windows, lights across the St. John beckoning me over the border. I've got a full tank of gas, credit cards in my wallet. I could drive all the way to Nova Scotia or Prince Edward Island, stay in some quaint inn on a craggy coast, walk low beaches in search of sandpipers heading south from the Arctic. How far north do roads go? But it grows late, shadows deepen, and so far from home, I realize I don't know the station broadcasting tonight's game. So, it's finally baseball that curbs my sudden wanderlust. It's the simple pleasure of a good game coming up that makes me turn around to re-enter the bubble of radio reception to start the long drive back to everything familiar and well-loved." Poem by Kristen Lindquist, "How Baseball Saved My Marriage," from her collection Transportation, published by McGuntercook Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble. Designed for bedtime reading, Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off. Available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. Produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.